Are you interested in dry balling or masturbating to dry balls? A dry balls orgasm is intense, powerful, and incredibly satisfying. The sensation of an orgasm without ejaculation is something that takes a little bit of practice and dedication. It's an art that, when mastered, can lead to an incredibly intense and powerful orgasm that rivals the power of a regular ejaculatory orgasm. Orgasm without ejaculation is something that men strive for. This technique for dry ejaculation masturbation needs practice, determination, and lots of stroking with some trial and error. However, we're going to need a quick lesson first. Remember, Miss Delia says to never cheat yourself out of a potentially explosive orgasm. And I want to make sure this feels amazing. So if you're curious about dry balling, let's actually figure out what it is. Are your balls ever really full? No. Sperm is made in the testicles, but it's only 2-5% of the fluid in one ejaculate. The rest of the fluid is made mostly in the seminal vesicles and prostate gland. Now, the seminal vesicles make up about 70% of that precum or ejaculate fluid, and the prostate gland makes up about another 25% of it. The other 5% is made by the sperm from the testicles and the bulbourethra glands, which make up some mucus that lubes up the cockhead. See? Don't you feel even smarter right now? And most of this other fluid that I'm talking about is what you leak when you drip out that sexy pre-cum for me. Now, Miss Delia loves science, so we're going to geek out a little bit. And remember, I will always use the science against you. Now, did you know that it takes a minimum of 2 full days for your sperm to replenish after just one orgasm, with the best results for replenishment after 7 days? Now, see, maybe that's why there's a method to my madness and why I love orgasm denial so much, but I digress. Just saying dry balls sounds really fun, and you can really get to lower, minimal, or even no ejaculate volume because the body does make this stuff quickly, but we can outrace it. We have to be smart and sciencey. We are actually going to use sequential multiple orgasms to get you to that dry orgasm. So let's learn some techniques. It does take a little bit of time, so plan for that. And I will guide your masturbation for this dry orgasm experience. You are going to stroke for me, and you must stroke with the intention of not having an orgasm for a while. You want to edge a lot and push yourself so the edges have lots of fluid. This is what we want. You can also ruin your own orgasm several times in a row. Abandoning your orgasm is the best technique here. Again, the goal is to get lots of leaking and lots of fluid out of your edges and ruined orgasms. To abandon your orgasm, build that sexy feeling to the point of no return, and then let go. Let any fluids leak, drip, drop, or pour out. If you have more fluid, you're not done. So keep edging and ruining. Now, once you think that enough fluid has leaked out of your cock, go ahead and go over the edge. Remember, if too much fluid comes out, like you had an ejaculation, you will have to repeat this technique of edging and ruining your orgasms until you can orgasm dry. What we are looking for is little to no ejaculate to come out during your orgasm, with the full goal of this exercise being the dry orgasm. I really want you to notice how it feels to orgasm without ejaculating. How did it feel? Was it different for you? I have heard from a number of men that this technique increases orgasmic intensity. Remember to beg for Mistress Delia and tell me just how your dry balling experiment went and what results you got when you call me at 800-601-6975.